We continue our learning. We continue our discussion of Osove Espino. Hashochet v'nimtza treifa. He have a person, Shech Osove Espino, one of the animals ends up being a treifa, either the mother or the offspring. Or Hashochet l'avodazara, person who shechs, and specifically here, the first animal was shechted for avodazara, let's say the mother. And then a person's friend came and shechted the other animal, the offspring, not for avodah zarah purposes. So we'll see in all of these cases that we're going to list, osov espino does not apply according to Rabbi Shimon, and we'll see why. V'hashochet parashata, so let's say, in the case of osov espino, one of the animals was the paraduma. So let's say the child was designated as the paraduma, the mother was not, and you ended up shechting both of them on the same day. V'shohaniskol from the word skila, we discussed it in Bava Kama. Shohaniskol is where an animal, an ox, in this case, killed a person, and it's supposed to be killed. We have to give it skila. So and there's a case of Osova Espino where one of the animals that you're shechting, either the mother or the offspring, is a Shohaniskol, supposed to be killed. Or the Egla Arufa, or let's say you have an animal that's designated to be the Egla Arufa, and we know that we don't shech that, we kill it from the back of the neck. One of the, either the Oso or the Espino was an Egla Arufa. In all of these cases, Rabbi Shimon Poter. Rabbi Shimon says, you're Poter from Osova Espino, there's no Malkus, there's no Avera. And the reason for this is as follows. Rabbi Shimon, we have this in Bava Kama and other places in Shas as well. Rabbi Shimon's famous principle, Shchita she'eina re'uya ein shma shchita. Any shchita that does not render the animal fit for eating doesn't have the status of shchita. In all of these cases, the animal doesn't become mutter, permitted, with the shchita that's done. If you shecht for avodah zarah, just because you shechted the animal properly, you cut off the esophagus and the trachea, you can't eat it. Animals found that to be a treifa, so then the shchita doesn't render the animal mutter b'achila. You shecht paraduma is not eaten. Shor haniskol is asur b'hana, you're supposed to kill it. Egla arufa is also asur b'hana, you're not even supposed to shecht that. So osove espino only applies to shchita anyway. It says lo sishchatu, osove espino, lo sishchatu biyomechad. It doesn't mean you can't kill two animals on the same day, but it means that you can't shecht two animals on the same day. And since this doesn't have the status of shchita in any of these cases, there wouldn't be osove espino, because one of the animals you're killing did not have a shchita that was ru'uya la'achila, lo'en shma shchita, would not be called a shchita. The Chachamim say, in all of these cases, you chai for osov espino, because they believe that shchita she'en ra'uya, shma shchita, even a shchita that's not ru'uya la'achila, still has the status of a shchita. And even though through this shchita, you know, the v'treif, avodah zarah, parach shchata, shoranisko, leglaruf, etc., does not render the animal permitted to eat, doesn't mean you can't call it a shchita. And since it's called a shchita, osov espino will apply. We do follow the Chachamim. However, when it comes to the Avodah Zarah case, and specifically we mentioned that Avodah Zarah is where the first person shechted the animal for Avodah Zarah, and the second came along and shechted the second one, that's where Rabbi Shimon says you pater. But, and the Chachamim say you're going to be chayv. But if you shecht Osove Espino, where the second one was shechted for Avodah Zarah, the first one was regular, and the second one was for Avodah Zarah, then he's pater from Osov Espino, even according to the Chachamim. Why is that? Because he's chay of Misa. There's a Kamlei B'Derabimine. What's the halacha? You get the more severe punishment. So you can't get the punishment for Osov Espino because already getting the punishment for shechting for Avodah Zarah. Now, in the first case of the Mishnah, where we said he shechted the first animal, shechted for Avodah Zarah, he may be chayv misa, but he's not doing osov espino, because the second animal hasn't been shechted. It's the second person who we say, oh, he potentially would have osov espino, comes Rabbi Shimon to say there's no osov espino, and the Chachamim say there is osov espino. But everyone would agree, there's no osov espino where the second animal was shechted for Avodah Zarah, because when the person who shechted the second animal, there's the potential osov espino. There's the Isra of Avodah Zarah of doing of Chai, being Chai Misa of Shechting Avodah Zarah. You can't be Chai for Osov Espino, because you Chai have the greater punishment of Misa of Skila for, or Kares if you weren't warned, if you Shech for Avodah Zarah. So that would be in a case where based in even, and the Halach is even Beshogeg, meaning if you did it b'shogeg, since potentially if you were warned, you'd be chayv skila, so kamle b'drabi b'nei would apply. You give him the harsher punishment, which of course is the misa, and even if you can't have the misa, nonetheless, you're exempt from the lighter punishment, which is the osoves b'no punishment. However, if, let's say they didn't warn him for Avodah Zarah at all, and they did warn him for Osoves Beno, the Rambam believes that you will get Malkos for Osoves Beno. Then the Mishnah says, Hashochet v'nis nabla biyado. Let's say you did a shechting Osoves Beno, and the first animal became, the first or the second animal became disqualified through the Shrita, through it became a Nevela, which means he did one of the five disqualifications of Shrita. Let's say you did Shehir, you delayed, you paused, Drasa, you pressed down. So whatever that would pass one of the animals, so that's not a Shrita anymore. So, or Vahanocher, let's say one of the two animals, either the Oso or the Beno, Nocher. Nocher means you stabbed. You stabbed it in its, you stabbed it through its nostrils, you stabbed it through in its throat, or Vahama'aker, or you killed it by just pulling out the simanim. We know that word ikur, that's actually one of the five ways you can disqualify Shrita. Patur Mishum Osoves Beno, he will be exempt for Osoves Beno, even according to the Chachamim. Remember, the Chachamim held that even a Shechita She'ena Ru'uya La'achila Shema Shechita against Rabbi Shimon. But even here, the Chachamim will say that this is not considered a Shechita at all. That's before you shechted the animal properly. It happened to be a treifa, happened to be a paraduma, happened to be a shor aniskal. So there we say that's a shechita, even though it's not ruya l'achila, it's shma shechita. And osoves beno can apply when you shecht the second animal. But here, this is not a shechita at all. If you shechted, it became an nevela through some of the disqualifications of shechita, shehiya, drasa, or you stabbed it, you did ikur, then there's no oso ve'es beno. Then the Mishnah says, Shnaim shelakhu para ubina. Here you have a case where two people bought a para, the cow, and the offspring. So, and they bought this, which means one person bought the mother, the other bought the offspring, and each one wanted to shech the animal on that very day, and each one is making a suda that day, and they came to court, because you can't shech them on the same day. Eze shelokach rishon yishchot rishon. So the psak halacha is, the one who bought the animal first, he gets to shecht first, and the second one obviously can't shecht it today, because osoves beno, he has to wait till tomorrow. Why do we assume that? So we assume that the person who sold the animal, when you sell an animal, what you're selling is not only the animal, but any zechus you had in that animal. You own the animal. So I have a zechus to eat the animal, to shech the animal, to whatever I like with the animal. When I sell that to you, so then I'm now conveying that zechus that I have, whatever privileges I have, rights I have in that animal, I am selling to you. So when it came to the, let's assume he didn't sell that animal. And he only sold, the mocher sold, let's say you have Reuven is the seller, and there's Shimon and Levi who are buying the animal. So when Reuven sells it, one animal to Shimon, let's say the mother and the child, the offspring to Levi, so the halacha is that Shimon, if he was the first one to buy, he has the rights to shech first. Why is that? Why not Levi? Because when Reuven sold the animal to Levi, when he sold it second, he sold him whatever zuchus that he, Reuven, had in the animal. Now, since Reuven sold the first animal to Shimon, he, Reuven, only has the zuchus to shecht the animal tomorrow, if Shimon wants to shecht it today, because of Soves Beno. So, in the same way, Shimon can't shecht the, Reuven can't shecht the animal, that second animal today, when he sells it to Levi after selling the first animal to Shimon, so then Levi also can't shecht that animal today, because he's the second one who bought it. So that's why we assume that the one who bought it first can shecht first. Why do we assume that Shimon has the right to shecht it before Reuven? Reuven still has an animal. He sold one animal to Shimon, and he didn't sell the other animal to Levi. Why do we assume that Shimon can shecht his animal before the other animal that Reuven has? So the answer is because a person who buys something from a Bala Bayis, the Rishonim explain, he goes before the Bala Bayis. That's why he bought it. The assumption is that I bought this from you with the right that I be able to shecht my animal, that the animal that I bought from you, before the animal that you still own. But Vimkada Masheni, let's say, in this case, Levi went out of his way and he shechted first. He should not have done so, but he shechted before Shimon did. Zacha, he was Zoche in doing so, which means that now Shimon has to wait till tomorrow. The Gemara explains, and it says the following. Imkada brings a brisa. Imkada Masheni, so we think that he did something wrong. The Gemara doesn't use that language. The Gemara says, Harehu Zoras Viniskar. He has acted with Rizus, with alacrity, Viniskar, and he ends up profiting from that, from acting with alacrity. Zoris, in what way? Shehiktim ba'atzmo shelo yavolideya. So the fact that he jumped to do it so that he doesn't violate an osov espino, and Viniskar, and he also gains that he's able to ochel hayom, basar, that he's able to eat the meat today. That's what the Gemara says, and then Rashi explains in Chulin Adaf Pebes. Shachat paravachakach shachat baneha. Here you have a person who shechts the shnei baneha. A person who shechts the para, the mother, and then he shechts both children. And he got a hasra, a warning, oh, you can't shecht either of those children because it's osov espino, don't do that. And he does it anyway. So how many malchus does he get? Sofek shmonim. He is going to absorb literally 80 malchus, right? Two sets of 39. He gets malchus on each of the offspring because he shechted the mother first, and therefore osov espino applies to each of the children independently. And if he's chayiv, two sets of malchus. Shachat shnei baneha v'achakak shachata. But let's say you did the opposite order. You shechted the two children first, and then you shech to the mother. So you got a hasra of osov espino. But osov espino is only happens with the shechit of the mother. So sofek is arbarim. He only gets 40, 39 malchus because by shechting the mother, he violates osov espino. It doesn't matter that there were two offspring that he shechted first. Osov espino is only violated with the shechit of one animal, which is the mother, after having shechted the two offspring. Shachata vesbita vesbatbita. Let's say you shechted the mother, then you shechted the offspring, the daughter, and the granddaughter of the para. Sofek shmonim. Did them all on the same day, you get two sets of malchus. Why? Because you violated osov espino twice. Number one, when you shechted the daughter of the first para, and then a second time when you shechted the granddaughter of the para, because that was the daughter of the daughter. That was the of the middle generation. So therefore you get two sets of malchus. Shachata, shchata ve'esbast bita, v'achakach shachat esbita, sofek es harbon. Here you have a case where shchata ve'esbast bita. You didn't do any iser because you shechted the mother and the granddaughter. So one generation, the first generation, third generation. That's not osov espino. But then afterwards you shechted the middle generation, the daughter of the first one, and in that one act you violate two isurim. You violate osov espino because of the mother, and osov espino because of the daughter or the granddaughter. So that one act, what's the halacha? Sofegas harbam. Tanakama says you only get one set of malchus. Why? Because they only shechted the isur one animal. That one act is one animal. It doesn't matter that there may be two isurim of osov espino going on two different animals. It's one act, and therefore it's one hasra, one masa, and one laf. Sumchus omer mishum Rabbi Meir sofek shmonim. No, you get 80. You get two sets of malchus, two sets of 39. Why? Because here you violated two isurim of what we call two shemos. Two names, literally. What are the two names? It's all Osov Espino. No, not really. It's Osov Espino and Benova Oso. It's the backwards. It's a mother and a daughter, but it's also Benova Oso because you shechted the mother and the grandmother and the granddaughter, and then by shechting the middle generation, so by doing that, there's Osov Espino regarding the grandmother, but there's Benova Oso regarding the granddaughter. The opposite way, those are two shemos, two separate isurim, we assume, and therefore two sets of malchus. Then the Mishnah says, Barba, Prokim, Bashana, there are four times during the year, Hamocher Behema Lechavei Otzorach Lahudio, that a person who sells an animal to his friend, he has to inform the purchaser, Ima machar tilishchot, or bita machar tilishchot. Now you have to inform the person By the way, I just want to let you know that I sold the mother to be shechted, or I sold the daughter to be shechted. So you need to know that you can't shecht this animal till tomorrow. Now, why this should be something you should worry about all the time? So the Mefarshim explain no. Because only four times a year, what are the four times a year? Four times a year we'll see listed is when people have a lot of meat and make a lot of seudos. So we assume a person who buys an animal, he's buying it to shecht right now. That's why the mocher has to inform his friend after he sells it on that. By the way, on this very day, I already sold the mother or the daughter. You need to wait a day to shecht this. But other times in the year, you don't have to assume that a person is going to be shechting the animal immediately. You can wait, and maybe he's waiting until tomorrow. So the animal is not, after you shecht it, so there's no refrigeration in those days. But the animal could be walking around for a few days, who knows, the middle of the Hanukkah time, how do you know what he's shechting it for? You have no idea. So you could assume you can sell it and have to inform him that he happened to have sold the mother or the child. But these are the time, the four chapters, literally, prakim, four times a year, where we have to worry about this. Erev Yom Tov Achron Shel Chag. This is Erev Yom Tov. This is Hoshana Rabbah, which means right before Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres is a big yontif. It's a yontif bifnei atzmo. Everybody's buying a lot of meat. So it's day of Simcha. Erev Yom Tov Achron Shel Chag of Sukkot, the last day before Shmini Atzeres, you sell something on Hoshana of an animal. If you sold the mother or the daughter, you have to let the person know when you're selling the middle generation. The Erev Yom Tov Harishon Shel Pesach. Erev Pesach, because there are a lot of suda as well. Well, a lot of suda, especially because the Korban Pesach, we know, had to be eaten al hasova. You had to be full when you ate the Korban Pesach. You have to be like a king, so it has to be like dessert. So you have to fill up on meat. You may need to bring what we call the Chagigas Yudalid animal. So people need a lot of meat. So Erev Yom Tov Rishon Pesach, you have to assume that people are shechting it right away. So you have to inform them if you sold the mother or the daughter. Some say, because it's a Yom Geula, and we left for Cheirus, and that's why it had nothing to do with the Korban Pesach per se, but it's just a day of celebration. The Erev Atzeres, Erev Shavuos, it's only one day, but it was very precious to people, Yom Matan Torah, it's a day of celebration. The Gemara speaks about the fact that even if you hold, like the opinion that on a Chag, you could decide whether it's Chatz, it's like Kula L'Hashem or Kula L'Chem. Everyone agrees that Shavuos needs to have some celebration because it's the day the Torah was given. Interesting, the Mishnah obviously is not such a big fan of Milchuks on Shavuos. No, there's a lot of meat sold, and you're going to assume he's going to shecht it right away. The Erev Rosh Hashanah. Erev Rosh Hashanah, a lot of Seuda for Kiv Kavod HaChag. Uchedivrei Rabbi Yossi Haglili. Af Erev Yom HaKippurim Bigolio. And according to Yossi Haglili, there was another day. Erev Yom Kippur, when people would also buy a lot of meat. Why? Because it's a day where it's a mitzvah to eat. And people, we say, Kol Ochel V'Shosa B'Tshi, anyone who eats and drinks on the 9th, it's as if he fasted on the 9th and the 10th. So, Erev Yom Kippur, but this is only Rabbi Yossi Haglili's opinion, and only in Galil. Makes sense? Rabbi Yossi Haglili from Galil. Why? What happened there? Why was that unique? This seems to be halacha everywhere. We're supposed to eat a lot on Erev Yom Kippur. It's like a chag, so to speak, or prepare ourselves. The answer is, most people would have fish or chicken. In order not to overdo it the day before a fast. That's what people did in Yehuda and other places, but in the Galil, they would buy Basar Behemah, and therefore the same thing would have to inform someone when they buy meat on Erev Yom Kippur for the Suda Mafsekes, that in fact, if you sold the mother or the daughter, you have to let them know so they don't shecht it today. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Emasai Bizman She'en Lo Revach. Says Rabbi Yehuda, when do we say you have to inform your friend about this? That's when there's no time. What does that mean? That the first person who you sold it to, you sold it the mother or the daughter on the Erev HaChag. Avol yesh lo revach. But let's say you sold it to the first person yesterday. Ein tzarech lehodio. You don't have to worry about that. Why? Because maybe the person yesterday is only shechting it today, and the person who bought today is also going to shecht today. No. On the contrary, the person who bought it yesterday, you can assume he shechted it yesterday. He's preparing his meat already. The person who bought it today will shecht it today. So you don't have to inform him if there's time. Umode Rabbi Yehuda b'mocher eso aim lechasan besabas lakala she tzarech lehodia. Why? Because we do Rosh Hashanah Shochatim Yom Echad. But if, let's say, you have a person sold a cow to the chassan yesterday, and sold the daughter of that cow to the kala, to the bride, today, so then you would have to let the kala know, I sold the mother of this para yesterday, the one that you bought, I sold it yesterday. Yesterday, I thought the chassan... maybe the chassan shechted it yesterday. You don't have to let someone know. According to Rabbi Yehuda, I thought there's revach here. No, because in this case, biyadu hashem shochatim yachad. We have to. You can assume that they're shechting the same day. They bought the animals for their wedding, and their wedding is happening today and not yesterday. Perakei Mishnah Dalad. Baba Prokin, this has nothing to do with Chulin, but once we mentioned the four times of year, in the previous Mishnah, we mentioned something related to the four times of year as well. Baba Prokin Elu Mashchitin Es HaTabach Baal Korcho. So these are four times a year, where we mention it. And the following are Erev Yom Tov Ha'achron Shel Chag, which is the day before Shmini Atzeres, Erev Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach, Erev Pesach, Erev Atzeres, which is Erev Shavuos, and Erev Rosh Hashanah. What do we do? Mashchitin Es HaTabach Baal Korcho. We can force the butcher to shecht the animal against his will. What does it mean against his will? So a little background is that you could have a person, one person comes to buy. How much does he want to buy? I want to buy a dinar worth just a little bit of meat. A little bit of meat. I don't have any other customers. I'm going to shech this whole cow. And then potentially, if I don't have any customers, the whole thing is going to go to waste. I can't freeze it in a freezer. What am I going to do with it? So, but this person wants to buy a piece of meat, and he can't buy a piece of meat until he can't do anything with it unless it's shechted. So what's the tabach, the butcher, going to do with the rest of the cow? He doesn't have customers. So he can say, listen, I'm not willing to sell. When you bring some more customers for me, then I'll shech the whole cow and sell it. There are four times a year where we make the butcher shecht against the butcher's will. Afilu shor shava elef dinarim ve'ein lo lokecha ledinar. Even a shor that's worth 1,000 dinar and the lokecha 1,000 zuz and the lokech only has 1 dinar, 1 zuz, and the butcher takes that dinar from the lokech for what purpose? For the purpose of giving a dinar worth of basar. So the halacha is that we and no other customers. Kofin oso lishchot, we force him to shecht. He can't say, I'm sorry, I'm not shechting here, take your money back. And the reason, these times of year, the reason for this is that people need meat, and therefore we need the butchers to shecht. And we will say that the giving of the coin is itself the kinyan. Now, when it comes to, that has caused the acquisition. Now, when it comes to halacha, we may remember, several times we discussed Maseches Kiddushin and other places that when it comes to metaltal and immovable objects, they are not acquired with money. You may pay for them, but the acquisition is only when you pick them up. If it's an animal you can carry, pick it up. If it's an animal you have to drag, so you pull it. Meshicha, Mesira, different ways we make kinyamin on metaltal and on movables. So here, why is it that if you give a coin, all of a sudden, I have the right to say I made a kinyan, shech the animal for me. So the answer is that here we say that the ma'os arkanos, the money will cause the acquisition, and that's because we assume that the buyer is a shutaf, is a partner in the guf, in the body of the animal itself. So therefore, the Chachamim will say, we assume that the different machlokas about this. Let's assume like Rabbi Yochanan that midoraisa, money is kone. Midorabanan, we say money shouldn't be kone. Why? Because maybe a person, if he allows money to cause a kinyan and the object that's being purchased is not here, the weed is all the way in the silo. If a fire happens in the silo, the sellers are going to ignore it because I already got my money, I have to worry about it. So that's why midorabanan, we say metaltalin can only be acquired by giving it, by taking hold of it. But here, we have a special dispensation. We want a person to be able to buy meat, and therefore we say the ma'os are konos, and because of the chashivas of these chagim, the chachamim say we can follow the din d'oraisa, that money causes the acquisition. Lefikach im meis, but what's the consequence of this? If let's say the shor dies before it was shechted, meis lelokeach, so then it's lokeach's loss. He loses his dinar, because we say to him, too bad, you know, it's an available, dead animal is over there. Okay, so, you know, you sell the dead animal and see what you can get for it. Aval b'shari mos hashana, ain't okay, but the other times of the year, we don't force the butcher to shecht. And he can, even though he took the coin, he can retract from the sale as long as the lokeach hasn't done meshicha, hasn't pulled, hasn't picked up the animal, because we follow the din, the regular din, that meshicha is kona and not money. And therefore, lefikach in meis, then in those circumstances, if the shor would die, meis lemocher, then it's the mocher's loss, and that's, and the lokeach, the buyer, can take his money back because the sale was never effective.